Welcome, everybody, to episode 449 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. The Frosty One himself, the Mug, is apparently at Sex Orgy number 10. So it's just us three today. Gentlemen, how are you today?
I guess.
Better than I could be, I guess.
Wow. Sounds like you guys are not having a good week.
Well, I have to do jury duty next week.
Ooh, jury duty. We'll talk about jury duty in a little bit. Maybe that'll be our free-for-all, Eric, because it's an interesting topic that is kind of our right and duty as citizens of this country. But I have some issues with it, obviously.
Yeah, there's a broken system.
Baseball's 2, the quest for Nick Cage.
Yeah, it is broken, break. but, okay, let's go
part
ahead.
Part of the problem is most people don't want to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's another story, but when... Cops are never, ever convicted for anything, for
what's
example.
The point? Yep. What's the point? What is the point? Yep.
Why even try?
Yeah, you know? we'll get to it. We'll do that for free-for-all today. Let's start with Eric. Eric, let's get you started.
What? Hello?
Yeah, you there? Is anybody
okay,
there?
I went silent for a moment.
Wow, that's weird. Okay, Eric, start with the news.
Okay, from Gematsu, we've got... not RPG related, but I figure I might as well promote shmups when I hear about them. But Sin Mora EX launches August 8th for PS4, Xbox One, and PC, and later this summer, Switch. I think the Switch version also has a date, and I think it's the same day, actually. I think they didn't know what they were going to do, because when it comes to Nintendo, your game either is ready or it's not.
Yeah. I am curious about one thing on this game. I see it supports 4K and 60 frames per second on the PS4 Pro and the PC. I'm wondering if the Switch is going to be also 60 frames.
No, I don't think the Switch really has 4K support yet.
No, I'm not asking for 4K. I'm asking for the 60 frames. They can get
it. I'm sure it
can
do it. It's not that high intensive of a game.
Well, see, that's what I'm asking. I'll be interested in that because then that'll be something.
I think it's just mentioning that if you play it at 4K, your game won't be reduced to 30 FPS like most games are.
Right. Well, yeah, hopefully.
But I'm hoping that when the Xbox One X comes out, it gets also 4K support with 60 FPS.
I'm more interested in the 60 FPS than anything. All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, what? I was typing in chat. I was a little... coming to us live from Shimatsu. I'm just going to call them Shimatsu. until they step up their game, they're Shimatsu.
Yeah,
Lost Sphere launches October 12th in Japan.
Yeah.
Western release due about in early 2018. Lost Sphere, the latest RPG from IM Setsuna. Developer Tokyo RPG Factory will launch it on the PC, on the PlayStation 4, and the Switch in Japan on October 12th, and it will cost 5,800 yen. PlayStation 4 version: Squinix Eastor, original dynamic theme Lost Sphere, Memory of the Moon, and game music. Oh, fuck me.
That is not the name of the song.
Uaki no Machi. Maro ha no theme. Taikoku ukiu. Okiu.
I have
no theme. PlayStation Store original dynamic theme. Lost Sphere, Memory of the God damn it. Lost Sphere, Memory of the Moon. Game music. Koiki no Machi. Maroha no theme. And I hate you. Taikoku Ukiu no theme and one day early access. Amazon original dynamic theme. Lost Sphere. Taito no Jutsu?
I have no idea.
And game music, Kuiki no Machi Maroha no Theme, and Tikoku Ukyu no Theme. And I'll the Switch version Amazon Lost Sphere Special Make Sleeve Case. Squinix eStore Lost Sphere Special Make Postcard Set, and I'm not fucking reading anymore. I'm
no,
done.
That's fine, Quit. Man.
You guys can do the news. I'm fucking done.
Dude, if somebody was playing...
Shut up. I'm done. Leave me alone.
If somebody was playing the drinking game right now, man, they would be totally sloshed. All right, I'm going to do the next story. This comes to us also from Gamatsu. Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of an Elusive Age Coming West in 2018. I should just drop the mic right there and be done with it.
I thought you didn't care about Dragon Quest.
Who said that?
Why did he ever say that?
He said that last week. He said he was done with Dragon Quest.
I never said that.
He's a character in new games made.
I never...
He might have been high on...
As we all know, Dragon Quest VIII is the best game ever.
Yes. He might have been high on the wacky tobacco list.
No, I never said I was done with Dragon Quest games. I guarantee that. So it's coming to North America and Europe in 2018. It's localized.
I think you were talking about Final Fantasy, and then I said, well, are you done with Dragon Quest then? He says, yeah. I think you thought I was talking about Final Fantasy still.
I don't think so.
If he ever says he hates Dragon Quest, we gotta assume he's been killed and replaced by Android or something.
The game is currently being localized into 5 languages, including English. And here is, I'm going to read this overview, whether you like it or not. The highly anticipated latest entry into the beloved Dragon Quest video game franchise follows the adventure of a hero who must solve the mystery of his fate with the aid of a...
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I know. With the aid of a charming cast of supporting characters, Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of an Elusive Age, will offer a world of adventure, exploration, and instances of heroism, all brought to life by the character art of famed manga artist Akira Toriyama and the memorable music of composer Koichi Sugiyama. It's for the PS4 and 3DS in Japan right now. I wonder if
they didn't make an announcement on what platforms they were going to release for. So I'm going to assume either they're going to do all of them or do the ones they can for now.
I'm going to assume it's going to be PlayStation and Switch.
Yeah, probably. Dungeon Buster says there's already Dragon Quest XI streams from Japan on Twitch.
I think it'd be dumb to leave out the 3DS version, though, because that has some features that are different, that set it apart from
I think we'll get a 3DS version eventually, but I don't think that's going to be right away.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
That'd be weird because the Switch versions aren't even announced for Japan yet.
Yeah, yeah.
What if they announce anything?
No. PlayStation.
Just the game that they're doing the game, period.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited.
Why even fucking announce that? We knew they're
going to Square Enix
eventually. Like, fuck. Yeah. Come on, Squinix. Like, come on.
Squinix announces Kingdom Hearts years before it's even ready. And the game might actually have delayed it 2019 in January.
So, currently, how many people are working on Kingdom Hearts? Kingdom what?
Yeah, exactly.
There's some guys.
It doesn't
and some women, because we don't discriminate here. And let's talk about Dragon Quest.
Yeah. They need to bring over 10. I know that ship has almost sailed, but I want 10 over.
You were so convinced at one point that we were going to get it, but now I'm just thinking we're going to get it probably like 10 years from now as like a look, we're releasing games from Japan again type thing. You know, we know you're missing me. Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what it's going to be. Right?
Yeah, probably. Probably. I'd be happy with that, but damn it, I want to play that damn game. I heard it's not the greatest. MMORPG or whatever, but I was looking forward to like getting it and playing it with probably you guys or somebody. But anyways, let's move on to the next story, Eric.
Next story is from Gematsu as well. Sen no Hato, Suki Isome, no Koki, coming to PS4 and PS Vita. And developer August has announced it will be bringing its September 2016 release on the PC visual novel Sen no Hato, Suki Isome, no Koki to PlayStation 4 and Vita in Japan. No date. And there's a character art of the main heroine.
I should have given that new story to Breakman. But all right, so we don't know when it's going to come out. All right, hopefully we
and
know.
And there's some weird PR release that doesn't translate well in English.
Yeah. All right. We're
nonsense
off.
Stuff that kind of talks about it.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about this next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Gamatsushi? I'm thinking of insults for them until they
I
start.
I want sushi now. Thanks for that.
Until they start pressing against. Stein's that. Semicolon Gate Zero anime announced. Like, what the fuck? Why is there a semicolon? Like, you're just doing that because people don't use semicolons anymore.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Do
like,
they, what do they call that? The Oxford comma? Sort of?
No, Oxford comma is when you have a bunch of items that you separate by commas.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So it's just a bunch of commas then?
This is just bad grammar, basically.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
let's just make it. Let's just do it because.
Code, but I don't know.
Yeah. Kodokawa has announced a Steins Gate Zero anime as part of its Steins Gate Worldline 2017 project. 2017 to 2018 project, which will consist of various Steins Gate related projects. The company also announced it will rebroadcast the original Steins Gate anime in Japan in October. Furthermore, there will be Steins Gate O manga and Young Ace, as well as novelization from Sneaker Bunko. I don't know who or what Sneaker Bunko is.
Sneaker Bunko is a weird con. It sounds like an offshoot of Dengeki Bunko.
I like the name. Steins Gate Zero Anime, which is currently in production, was not given a broadcast window.
So there. The animation looks good on these. I've never seen the Steins Gate. I don't know anything about it, but the animation looks really good. So I'm hopeful on that. Hopefully it's good. All right, next story comes to us from Silicon Era. Adventure game, The Dark Side Detective, mixes the supernatural and buddy cop movies. Dark Side Detective will have players working through cases of supernatural infestation. Ghostly occurred. I wonder if a bunch of them are like Trump relatives. Like that.
I wonder if they're anal ghosts, too.
Anal ghosts, yeah. Ghostly occurrences, probably anally. No, I added that. Gremlin attacks. Ooh, that sounds cool. And demonic thieves. Even so, it's two cop heroes. Detective Francis McQueen and Officer Dooley can't seem to stop saying ridiculous things to one another, never entirely taking their situation seriously throughout the humorous adventure. So it's a point and click type deal, and yada, 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 there you go. It's available now on Steam, so, and there's a demo available, so there you go. Check it out. Let us know.
I just, like, announced it, Freak 5 Chaos has showed up in chat, and he said he brought tacos.
Oh, shit.
So I would like to vote him as the newest member of RP Grinders and replacing that other guy that's not here again.
Yeah, well, Freak 5 brought tacos. You're in, dude. Right on. All right, next story. Eric.
Next story is from Silicon Era, and it's about how Gurman 3D and even the PC version are getting a Kickstarter campaign to fund the physical versions of the game.
Hmm. Okay. That's cool, I guess.
The 3DS version is pretty acceptable, but it does have a lower frame rate than the PC version.
Hmm.
Did Frank just say Kickstarter was cool?
I guess. I mean,
did that just happen?
here are some of the tiers. Like, the $1 reward will get you access to updates on the campaign, up to all the way to the $500 reward, which includes a digital 3DS key, a physical PC copy, T-shirt, button, and sticker set. Additionally, the campaign will also include a stretch goal that it is a physical 3DS copy of the game. So this card is kind of misleading. The 3DS physical copy is a stretch goal, and the PC one is what they're working for.
Oh, boy. Never mind. It's not cool, Breakman. What is cool is the next story, Break. Take it away.
I'm still not sure if you're real or not. Are you actually Frank, or are you a pod person?
Next story, man.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, pod person. Persona 5 reaches 1.8 million in worldwide shipments. Well, if they're going by shipments, that's good for them, I guess.
Yeah, but I'd rather know how much they actually sold. Shipments don't exactly translate to sales.
True, but, you know, as a company, maybe that's...
sales, because at least they've sold them to a retailer.
Well, right. this is interesting.
Right, and that's a very good point.
That's the only thing they really care about at that point, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good point.
It looks like they have 300,000 units in addition to the original launch, so that's a good sign.
If you'd let me read the story, I could have said that.
Technically, if you buy it from a video store, they've already made their money.
Yeah, so like, that's good.
The only thing people they get paid after that are the royalties for the copy sold. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that only benefit from royalties.
Ooh, Silicon Era, your writing is suddenly way better than Gamatsu. I don't understand what has happened, but I'm like, their story, they go right into it. They don't repeat the headline again. I just want to appreciate that. I mean, they put some of the facts of the headline into it, but they don't repeat it exactly. Yesterday, during the Sega Nama live stream that featured Persona director Katsura Hashira, it was revealed that Persona 5 has surpassed Persona 5. Persona 5 had surpassed 1.8 million copies in worldwide shipments.
I thought I taught Pretty Cat.
Anyway. Last you heard Atlas announce, it's funny that you say that anyway. Atlas announced back, not really funny now that I say that. Oh my god. Announced back in April that Persona 5 had shipped out 1.5 million copies, so that means about 300,000 units have shipped since then. A large bulk of that likely comes from the South Korean version of the game that come out on June 8th, 2017. They came out. I don't know if they come out.
Yeah.
Persona 5 was first released in... Never fucking... God! Some of them done!
Oh, my goodness, man.
They get craftier. They do this just to piss you off, Break.
All right, Eric.
I take back everything I said before I started reading. Everything.
Eric, next story, please.
Next story is about a game called Sojourner, which is a goofy love letter to classic RPGs with no grinding. Sojourner is a silly take on classic RPGs, offering a hero journey and class-based combat in a world that makes fun of genre conventions at the same time and celebrates them. And from what I see in the picture here, there's a wizard-looking dude,
Minotaur,
soldier dude, and centaur. And a monster that's basically a head.
Looks like a piranha, sort of, I guess. I think the third guy is a thief. It kind of looks like thiefly. I don't know. Anyways. You skipped a story, by the way, which I will do right now, Eric.
I thought you were going to do the next story. That's kind of why I got ahead of myself.
That's right. Etrigan Odyssey 5 Launch Edition includes art book and soundtrack. I think that's pretty standard for the Etrigan Odyssey series, isn't it?
I don't think 4 got, like, a special edition, though.
Like many Atlas games, Etrigan Odyssey 5 Beyond the Myth will be receiving a launch edition. This means people who pre-order or pick up a launch copy will receive some enjoyable extras for their efforts. The bonuses are rather typical this time around, as you get an art book and music with your game. So, there you go. Not as robust as versions included in collector's editions, But they still are great bonuses for fans. So there you go. It includes 6 songs, which is basically a sampler.
What the shit?
Sampler disc, yay.
Yeah, it's a sampler disc.
6 songs. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
There's probably one good song on the disc, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're all good. I posted some soundtrack clips.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Well, I don't mean that they're not good. I mean that they're not the best songs on there. Yeah, like you're getting the C and B tracks and shit like that. Like not the ones that you want to hear. You know, not that you don't want to hear them, but they're not the best
track on iTunes. Right.
Damn the
exactly. Exactly.
Etrian Odyssey games are really hard. In addition to the Etrian Odyssey 5 Beyond the Myth launch edition reveal. A trailer looking at the Dragoon Earthlane class was revealed. This is a tank role a human character can take to protect the party. When it levels up, it can choose between defensive or offensive forms. Probably offensive to many. Anyways, no, I just added that. So, fall 2017 on the 3DS. So that's cool.
I hope they make tanks in the game more useful than they typically do. It's like you'll have them tank and then you have to waste a turn to taunt. It's like you should be able to taunt and then do something else.
Yeah. All right. It doesn't look like we have any homie discounts this week. Wait,
there was another story, wasn't there?
Was there? Did I?
No, that was the other story.
No, that was the other story. Eric did the last one.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My bad.
That's right. Any Twitter questions or comments? Breakman.
Twitter questions or comments? Let me see here because I haven't actually looked.
Oh.
I've been occupied, so hold on.
You've been occupied with what?
Never mind.
No, not
really.
Oh, okay. No Twitter?
Oh, there is actually one comment about Spider-Man. I guess I'll go ahead and read this one from Freak 5 Cast. He says that I didn't want to read it because him who is too good to be with us right now, and Frank went to see Spider-Man together.
No, we did Mug not. Left. How dare you?
He didn't want the popcorn Frank was holding on his lap.
We did not see that movie together, you son of a bitch. All right, so what have you been playing, Break?
Well, I've actually been playing some different games, and I was kind of hoping you'd like bitch and say like the Halo or whatever Fallout.
Halo,
I didn't
Fallout,
play much of this Halo. Because there've actually been some free trials going on right now.
Oh.
Well, last weekend there's a new one this week, but last week Doom was a free trial and on sale, and so I've been playing Doom for a few days. A lot of fun. I've always loved Doom.
Yeah.
Ever since I've played Wolfenstein the first time, Wolfenstein the 3D,
yeah.
I've always been hooked on first-person shooters.
They're pretty good games. If I'm going to play a first-person shooter, it probably would be something akin to Wolfenstein more so than Doom. Although I do like the premise of Doom.
Doom is very fast-paced. Like, yeah. This is an old-school type first-person shooter, fast-paced, but it's been updated, obviously. But one of the fun things that I love about it, you have guns you never ever have to reload.
Oh, well, that's good.
They run out of ammo at some point. You'll probably need more ammo, but like just like an old school like Doom 1, Doom Quake, or something like that. You know,
yeah,
the way games used to be. Our first book shooters used to be.
Dungeon says the new Doom is really good, and he can't wait for Wolfenstein 2.
I had a lot of fun with Doom.
Yeah.
Before they took my freebie away. It was just a trial. I did get to play a lot of online, though, which was a lot of fun.
Buy the game, damn it.
Well, it was on sale for 15, but I should have bought it. Yeah. But I was just thinking the whole time, every time I went to buy it, I'm like, well, I've got other games I have to play.
Yeah, it's always that way with me, man. Although now I haven't been able to play much. All right, so what else have you been playing, right?
So the free game that's offered this week is completely different, but it's an RPG. I've been a fan of this one forever. This is the first time I finally got to play the third one, but Doom, Jesus Christ. But Diablo 3.
Doombrain. That's the name of this episode. Doombrain.
Diablo 3 is 3.
Yeah.
Free for free?
Free?
It's free.
Is that like,
it's like a free weekend thing, or is it like an Xbox thing?
It's an Xbox thing, as far as I know. It's a free trial that they're offering right now. But I've loved the fucking Diablo games. Like, there's so much fun griefing that could be done in the second one and stuff.
Yeah.
At the first one, even there was, because there was online in the original. There was some Diablo Doom 3.
That would be awesome, man. Diablo Doom 3.
Why not? They made a pretty awesome Doom RPG. They could put Doom in different platform types. I'm sure they could make like a Diablo-esque Doom.
I'm sure. Why not? You know,
Doom was an awesome little RPG.
Yeah,
it was extremely easy, but you know, for the technology at the time of a mobile phone, like, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you've been playing?
No, so I'm playing Diablo, and it's a lot of fun. The only sad part is, like, I can't use a Necromancer.
Because that's not included in that version.
No, it's DLC, so it's not included. It's sad.
You should get Diablo 3, man. I heard...
I don't know. It's a lot of fun. I'm having a lot of fun with this game.
Yeah. I should get that game eventually, too.
Yeah. I've been a big fan of them on the PC, so... It's one of these games I've wanted to play, and I definitely would like to own and stuff. Like I said before, I'm still playing Fallout, and the DLC, the Fallout with the game itself, there's just so much content.
Yeah, those games do take a lot of time. Speaking of...
And then after that, I've got Mass Effect waiting for me, which I know is also going to take a lot of time.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of Salt and Sanctuary. I'm still exploring Hager's Cavern. I, for the life of me, cannot find the fucking boss in that cavern.
Have you thought of looking online?
No, I don't want to do that. What I am doing is just grinding.
Where you're a snob. You're too good for Game Facts. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm too good. Trust me, me and Game Facts go back a long way. But no, I'm trying to do it on my own because I'm having a good time with it. It's basically Dark Souls in a 2D side-scrolling, you know, fest. So. I'm having a good time with it. It's beautiful. Looks good. It controls well. Obviously, I'm only doing 30 frames per second on the, the Vita. But the PC version or the PS4 version has 60 frames per second, and it would be probably a lot easier for me. So it's been pretty challenging. And of course, Marvel Puzzle Quest. Eric, what have you been playing?
Just more Final Fantasy 12 Zodiac Age. I'm almost done with it, but I'm probably going to have to put it shelter for a while. But other than that, I've played a little bit more Hakuoki. And actually got around to playing Fate Extella, which I'll be reviewing for HonestGamers.com because XE couldn't get me a code.
That sucks, man.
not even for the PC release.
Break is exiled.
That's how much people want it.
Break your exiled, you son of a bitch. Dungeon Bush says you can do it. It's much more fun to do it without hints. I think I'll get it to a level of frustration later in the game. I mean, I already put, 98 fucking hours into that game, which I know is not...
98.
Yeah, it's not typical for people to play that game and put that much time into it, but that's just how I game. That's how I roll, you know. That's how we do it in the hood, as they say. So, anyways.
that's just nothing. I'm just saying. It's weak.
Yeah.
I've got almost 400 hours in Fallout 4. Just saying.
And let's see how many hours you put into Salt and Sanctuary if you ever play it, you son of a bitch.
I can't get around to it. I've got way too much invested in Fallout.
All right.
You need to get a Sony console where you can play that game anyway.
Let's
or PC.
Let's move on to our Stinkos of the Week. Let's go with Eric.
Well, my Stinko would actually be someone else's Stinko, but sad news all the same. But you know the host of all our Rob Roberts, right?
Yeah.
His mom died recently.
Oh, that's sad. I didn't know that.
That's terrible. Yeah.
And well, who knows how long it'll take him to get back to doing podcasts because he's not going to do stuff like that for a while.
Yeah. No, I can definitely understand, man. I've had some events in my life events that have kept me from doing the show for sure. So
it's also, best wishes. Sucks is I was planning on doing a review for a visual novel that's a follow-up to a game I did on that site before, but well, we'll see whether or not Rob will be in a better place when I actually get around to doing it, because I probably won't be able to play it for a while. But worse about that is when they gave me code, I couldn't download it from the servers.
Oh, weird.
So I actually had to get a pirate copy online.
I'm telling.
Hey, I gotta do what I gotta do. If your servers aren't working, I'll just find someone else. And they legitimately give me a code, so it's kind of, I don't know.
Well, either way.
Did Eric just drop out?
He must have. You still here, Eric? No, I think he just dropped out. We'll have to add him back on the call in a minute. Wow, that was weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
He'll call back.
He kicked it forward.
Yeah. So yeah, our best wishes go out to Rob and OLR, man. It's tough, man. Sorry to hear that.
I can't imagine. I know I'm gonna have to deal with that someday, but hopefully no day soon.
Yeah, it's a tough deal, man. You know, death brings mortality to the forefront. You know, as much as we all would like to live forever, you know, it's coming to an end at some point. But anyways, let's move on. Breakman, your Stinko.
All right. Well, since we're on the death theme, I might as well. I've got two Stinkos, and one's going to be a story that Frank's just going to love, and he's going to laugh and laugh and laugh at my expense.
Okay.
But the first one's a death of a legend and voice acting. You have heard this woman, but I doubt you know her name. But everyone has heard this woman at some point. Legendary June Foray passed away earlier this week.
Who passed away?
June Foray. And if you don't know who that is, well, let me see. She's been in Looney Tunes, DuckTales, cartoons like that. But she is probably most famous for one of her, not even one of her original roles, because she had a lot of roles before this, but she's probably most famously known as Rocky the Squirrel and Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
Sorry, this PC just decided to flash a restart button in my face, and I accidentally hit it.
Okay, are you on your computer?
Shiny, you know? Click, shit.
Are you on a phone or are you on computer?
I'm on the phone right now.
Okay, get off the phone and we'll get you when you get back on your computer, dude, because it doesn't sound very good.
Basically, she was the voice of Granny in Looney Tunes, and as many times as they would do Looney Tunes, she would always voice the character. Yeah. So when they did like the remake and they brought Looney Tunes back, which the remake was terrible, and that's not her fault or any of the voice actors, but the remake was absolutely terrible. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Is Eric still here? Did he drop out again?
No, he's dropped out. I told him to hang up so we can get him on the computer. He didn't sound.
Oh, good. No, I wasn't listening. No, you were talking. I'm sorry. I think that one of the most recent appearances was actually in a DuckTales video game, and she was redoing her role as what's that? Damn it! What was the woman's name in that? The evil woman with magic of dispel.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember her from that.
Definitely.
And to the point where she was always reprising the character she started as before. To the point where there was an episode of The Family Guy where they used Rocky the Squirrel. She voiced Rocky the Squirrel and Family Guy just for a bit clip.
Hmm. Yeah, that's really neat of her to do that. And the fact that she could do that at such a late age is
she was 99 when she died. She definitely lived a full life, but like Rocky, she's one of these people that has had a lot of influence in my life as a kid, you know. I don't mean like entertainment wise. I don't mean like in shaping my values or stuff like that. I just mean like cartoons. Like I'd watch the old Rocky and Bullwinkle and Looney Tunes and shit like that.
Yeah, that's
Breakman, he is Rocky the Flying Squirrel. You know what's really funny about that, Free Five Tacos, as he called himself. As I said it in Twitter, is when I was a really like small child, like I had one stuffed animal and I named it Rocky after Rocky the Flying Squirrel.
Yeah, you know it's sad. Mug and I were talking the other day about like you know, all these people dying, like Chester Bennington, John Hurt, you know, all these faces that like we kind of grew up with, like Chester Bennington. He was only 41 fucking years old.
No, I've caught myself. They're playing like some of the newer Linkin Park stuff that I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah.
I caught myself actually listening to that stuff now.
Yeah. I mean, it's
not just the stuff I really liked, like the Meteora and. Like I said, Crash Course a billion times.
Yeah, no, it's weird, man. All of our heroes dying off left and right, man. Like it's crazy how life just does that, man. It just seems to whiz by. But anyways,
anyway, Freak Podcast in chat says Mug and Frank were talking about boundaries and personal space and how Frank needs to keep his hands to himself.
How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled, man.
I don't know who this Mug person he's talking about.
I know. I agree. Any and all hate should be directed to at Boria Mug on Twitter.
What the heck, man? We changed our day for you.
I know.
We want to be with you, man. Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be with Mug.
What are you saying?
All right, man. Let's move on.
So anyway, my other stinko.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah, the one I'm going to use Frank with. So yesterday, I got home, and by the time I got home and ate lunch, it was time to – I had an appointment, and I had to take the dog to the vet. It was time to be at the vet. When I was right when I was leaving, it was actually time that I should be there. So obviously I was running late. So I ran out to the car and drove off. And when I got to the vet, I realized I didn't have my phone or my wallet with me, which was weird because I had them when I left, I thought. Yeah, I knew you were going to laugh and enjoy this. And that's why I remember before I let the dog in the car, and because I was running late, and my hands were kind of full, I put my stuff on top of the car.
Oh, no!
So my phone and wallet were on top of my car as I pulled out into the road. I don't know what happened to the phone at this point. I was looking for it and the wallet all day. Well, I shouldn't say all day. I was looking for a couple hours before I finally quit, and my neighbors were looking with me. And one of my neighbors said, if she saw me turn around the corner, and she saw something fly off of it. I'm like, well, shit. I don't know what that was. The wallet or the phone. I think they fell off at separate times. So I walked up and down the street, drove up and down the street. Yeah, Dungeon says, ouch. And then LOLs. Yes, thank you.
You see,
Freak says Moria is the best host of RP Grinders.
How dare you?
But he doesn't want to be with us. I don't know what to say.
How dare you, Freak Five, besmirch the great names of Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold? How dare you?
Well, he says Eric's next, and then me, and then Pandalicious, and then Frank.
How dare you, Freak Five? How dare you? How dare you? I've been doing this damn show for 10 years, and that's the shit I get from Freak Five. How dare you? You're exiled. That sucks, man. So you didn't find it?
Yeah, so anyway, I looked up, and my neighbors were trying to help me find it, and we couldn't find anything. I tried calling it and doing like a Google search for it online, and nothing came up. Yeah, that sucks. And he LOLs and smiles at me, freak. Thanks. So, you know, after a few hours of that, two to 3 hours of looking around for a phone, like up and down the streets and shit, I finally fucking gave up. And I went to change my bank numbers and cancel account numbers, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, you got to do all
and,
that.
And then I got a knock at the door. This was probably, you know, 4 hours later, 5 hours later. A knock at my door, and it was a UPS guy. And I'm like, what the hell is a UPS guy doing here? I don't remember ordering anything. He's like, hey, look what I found. He had my wallet with him.
Oh, shit. That's the most important thing, I think.
I know. I'm like, I was just sitting there in complete shock, you know, because he had my wallet. Everything was still in it. And I still had my wallet.
Yeah.
Debit cards, and even though I canceled them, I have to get new ones. You know, credit cards, whatever.
Did you look to see if your $2 was still in there, or?
It was. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Don't forget to change. It was like 42 cents. Pennies are important. So that was there, which was awesome. But the phone either broke when it fell off my car, or it was taken by somebody who was walking by. I was like, "Hey, look, a phone."
Yeah.
Either way, like they really can't use it. I had to, you know, I got it canceled and such like that.
Freak Five,
which is fun because, like I mentioned earlier, like I know people and I have friends in high places and stuff. So I have a Droid Turbo 2 now.
Oh.
Online. So I've got a better phone, and all my money was returned to me.
Well, that's good.
Which is my sweeto.
Did you give the UPS guy like money for his trouble, or you just said, fuck you, UPS, get the fuck out of here?
That's a hand job, does that count?
Yeah, that does count.
I think he earned it. I'm not gay or anything, but I think he earned a hand job. Somebody had to give it to him.
Right. Freak 5 is laughing at you still. He says, I remember probably almost 30 years ago, we left in a panic. As we were loading the car, someone set a cake on top of the car and forgot it. We were driving down the road when the cake went flying off the top of the car. Oh, yeah. Disaster.
When I realized that I was at the fucking, at the vet. Thank God I had the money like in my other pocket instead of in my wallet.
Yeah.
Don't ask, but I had it. So fortunately, I had enough money to take care of the vet appointment, and everything was good. All of her results are fine.
Oh, good,
like
good. Man.
She's getting fat, though, so we're going to have to cut back on how many treats she has.
To none, hopefully.
it might be they're saying if you give her more treats, just give her less of your.
Look, I misspoke. Freak 5 has corrected me. He said picnic, not panic. So he was going to. He left a picnic when that happened. So.
Oh, he left the picnic in a panic?
Yeah.
Is that how that happened?
It's probably what they did, man.
Like Jason showed up with a chainsaw and shit because you were right next to his woods.
I actually was picturing the police like trying to get him for indecent exposure and him having to, you know, leave in a panic. But anyways.
Again?
Yeah, again. Right. All right. Let's go to your sweeto break. Do you have a sweeto?
Sweeto goes to UPS.
I didn't do my stinko, but we'll do your sweeto and then we'll go.
Oh, yeah. Since it's basically the same thing. It's to the UPS guy. And I had another one, and I'm gonna have to call them and thank him and stuff, but yeah, I'll do that later.
That's really cool.
I've been busy. I have to stop and do this show in the middle of the day because Mario's too good to be with. I mean, because Mario's supposed to be here or something like that.
Exactly.
So
I should take the Frosty One's moniker away from him. We should come up with a different moniker.
He's getting an empty mug until he shows back up.
Empty mug. There you go. That's a good one. All right. So what's your other sweeto?
And my other sweeto goes to my parents who celebrated their 40th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations to them, dude. That's a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, and today, you know, it's hard to have two parents that still love each other after 40 years. I know that. I know how lucky I am.
Yeah, I've experienced that firsthand.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to my stinko. I'm going to give my stinko to – John McCain. Not so much John McCain, but to everybody that was cheering his fucking yes vote to go forward with debate on that stupid fucking asinine healthcare bill. It should have never went to the floor. I mean, luckily, John McCain voted against that dumb law, and hopefully now Trump Care is behind us, and we don't have to fucking worry about that for, you know, for the foreseeable future. But 6 months later...
I don't agree that it should never have been brought to the floor. I think I think things should get a chance to be, like, debated, but I don't think this thing should have ever had a chance to be even close to debated.
It shouldn't have, Brake, because, look, they were two votes away from passing that fucking thing into law. Two votes away from...
But that's just like the skinny repeal thing. Like, that was... the hell is that anyway?
Okay.
I don't understand what a skinny repeal is.
That bill was basically more of a rollout system. So next year, 17 to 18 million people would have been without insurance with that, quote, skinny repeal.
So skinny repeal means they take it away gradually.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it would have been either way, but that's what I'm saying. It should have never even been that close. We were that fucking close, man. Like, what's the next thing? When they start talking about tax reform, the Democrats aren't going to care about tax reform because they never care about tax reform.
None of them ever do. And in fact, like I said, what I said before... before the election, when we were talking about Hillary and him, I said what they're going to do when they get into office, and they talk about changing taxes, they're going to change them for their benefit and for their friends' benefit and for their family benefit. Like, they're going to change our tax laws to help out people
rich.
Who are already rich.
Yeah, no, there's no question, dude. So that's the next thing on the horizon that's got me...
And Dungemuster says, from what I understand, because it did go to the floor for debate and was killed there, Republicans can't go back to it for another year or two, which is good. If it didn't go to debate, the Republicans would have just tried it again, and if it failed this year, tried it again and again, basically.
Well, see, that I almost, in a way, would have wanted it that way, Brakeman.
I agree with you, Frank. I would love them sitting there worrying about this health care.
Yes.
Back and forth. Instead of actually doing anything to really fuck shit up,
yep.
They're worried about this. They're focused on one thing that's not happening.
Yeah.
So I want that. I think our country does better when our government's stupid and not affecting us.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you're right. It would have never got done. Like, there were fractures in the Republican Party. The Democrats are unified against this particular bill. But who's to say that something didn't appease one of those Democratic senators in the next, you know, 5-10 iterations of this dumbass bill? But
it depends on who's paying them.
Exactly.
If they're getting their money from Big Pharma or from
some
other big.
That's the key to the whole thing. If we can get money out of politics, all this fucking bullshit goes away for the most part. You know what I mean?
To the most part, I think so. But these politicians are crooked, and as crooks find other ways to be crooked.
Well, that's why you got to vote these fucking corrupt pieces of shit out. You know, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, there's no reason that guys who were running for Congress when I was a kid are still running for Congress fucking 20 years later.
Right. That there should be term limits, no question about it. I mean, fucking McCain, 80 years old and rambling 80s. Like, there's a difference. There's 80-year-old people that are very coherent, very lively, very vibrant, very healthy, and then there's John McCain, who looks like death on wheels. You know, I mean, come on, man. At some point, you got to look at yourself and say, you know what? I've done enough fucking harm. I've gotten my way. I'm super rich. My kids are super rich. My kids' kids will be super rich. You know, get the fuck out. You know, it's just stupid, man. So that was my stinko. Let's see if we can get Eric back on in just a second. Do you want to read chat for a
second? I've been on.
Oh, you have. There you are, Eric.
This PC is going to take forever to update, so I'm just doing this on the phone now.
Okay.
Just Eric, put up with
it. Yeah, I guess we are, man. Eric, what is your stinko of the week, dude?
Other than the fact that this computer restarted and the other things I said?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. Anything else?
I don't know if I have any room for Swedish after that.
We're gonna do Swedos next, dude. Let's do your Swedo first. Oh, you already did. You already did yours. Let's do yours, Eric, and then I'll do mine, and I'll read chat in a second. Do you have any?
I guess. Being able to review Fate Excel at all.
Well, that's good, dude. I'm glad you're having the ability to do that for sure. Let me read chat. I want to get caught up on chat. Freak5 Stinko says he's since his stepfather died, his daughters have been, to quote his words, fucking cunts. My mom was going to have a party for his birthday, and because they didn't sit in the front row at the funeral, they said they weren't coming. Nobody stopped them from sitting in the front row, Freak 5 said. There was no planned seating. No one thought about it. And if it bothered them at the time, they should have just asked. No one would have told them no. Yeah, people get...
They should have asked. You're right.
Yeah, people get real petty when it comes to funerals. And that's why I don't even like going to funerals, because there's always family members that are... you know, petty like that. Like, always. It never fails. I hate funerals.
Can we call them monerals instead?
Call them what? You broke up.
Monerals.
Yeah, bonerals.
No,
that's why I don't go to wakes. I go to the funeral, and I'll go to the burial and stuff, and the layout, but I won't go to a wake, because it's usually... there are people that are just telling, like, happy stories and shit like that. Like, I was just...
Yeah,
it's not my thing.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
People grieve differently.
Yeah.
Don't judge people for how they grieve.
Yeah. No, I know.
But I'm not. But in this different situation that he is talking about, that's not. You can grieve any way you want, but don't fucking take it out on other people.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, then I'll go on to my Sweeto. You know, I'm looking at this political landscape, and I can't help but just laugh at the whole fucking thing. You know what I mean? Because if you look at the opposite, if you look at it in a negative point of view, it's very, very demoralizing as an American. It's very scary. You know, there have been times when I've been... You know, even on this show, you guys have heard me talk about dictatorships and, you know, stuff like that. Like, those are very real things that could come out of this presidency. And
no, because there are still term limits. That's the best. That's the point about term limits, is we stop shit like this from happening.
You make the same mistake that everybody else makes, the same mistake when I talk to him about this break, Ben. We're talking about Donald Trump, all right? He has changed the rules several times, and there's no question.
But to change that rule, it's going to take an act of Congress, and you've seen how our Congress behaves. They can't get shit done.
What if there's no Congress with Trump in office?
He can't do that, Frank. Are you kidding me?
Listen to me.
This is not Star Wars.
You guys aren't listening.
The Emperor just can't rise and eliminate everything.
Just hear me out. Before you comment, okay? Just hear me
the
fuck out. Every time,
I'll let you do whatever you want. I won't comment.
No, I'm telling you, dude. This is the scary thing to me. Okay, we already have a police force that doesn't give a fuck about any of us. Would you agree, Breakman? Would you agree? Okay,
I'm not gonna say anything. Go ahead.
Look, here's the deal. Everybody says there's so many checks and balances for Donald Trump, right? Well, first of all, Congress doesn't have the nuts to fucking, you know, lay the law down and say, you can't do this, all right? They've let him run roughshod to get things that they want. But you're right, Breakman. They can't get anything done. So you mean to tell me that this same Congress is going to prevent Trump from doing anything? I don't have confidence in Congress like you do, my friend. I'm sorry. I just look at it differently.
Not just Congress. Like, he's the most hated president in the history of history. You think, like...
There's no question, but there's one...
People aren't just going to fall in line to his coup.
There's one thing that he is that we can't take away from him, Breakman. He's the commander-in-chief of the military. All right? If he wants transgender people out of the military, if he really wants that... All he has
guess
to do,
what? That's not happening.
Right.
If he really
right.
wants it, he has to, like...
Nope. All he has to do is have a meeting with the generals that he keeps talking about, and it'll happen. And if you don't believe me, just watch, because that's the next thing that's probably going to happen. He's already, decreed it in a fucking tweet, which the White House has said are his official statements. So,
and you know what the government said? We don't take orders from tweets. That's what Congress has said. That's what the military has said. Everybody considers his tweets to be an embarrassment to government.
Right, right. There's no question about that. But you don't think for one second that Trump wouldn't have that meeting with the generals? You know why he... said that about transgender people. It wasn't about discrimination. It was about appeasing a certain group of people within Congress.
No, it's not about that at all. It's about money. It comes down to it.
No,
and there have been reports on this that he was trying to save money. Basically,
look,
he was
really not
going to
save all that much because he's an idiot.
Look, here's
right, but the whole point of this is cutting back. Money. Like, there's going to be other things like this because he's trying to save money because he wants his wall built.
Okay, here's another thing. A wall. Think about that for just a second, Breakman. A wall, right?
That's not going to happen either.
You know what? Of all the things Trump promised, the wall is probably the one thing that he's going to get accomplished. And that, to me, is terrifying in so many different ways.
I disagree. If that happens, then, like, I'll be horrified, but I doubt seriously that there's ever a chance of that happening.
I'm already
I think
horrified.
He'll actually get accomplished is this tax breaks for the rich.
Well, look, that too. But look, nobody in their right mind thought Trump was going to be in office. He's in office. So is it out of
all
the
right,
realm?
All right. I give you that. I was 100% wrong there.
Is it,
so I'm not saying I'm perfect. Like, this is just my opinion.
Is it out of the realm?
But I was wrong. I was fucking wrong. I'm sorry.
Okay. Is it out of the realm of possibility for Trump to take on the military and say, I want the military to patrol the borders. I want the military to make sure everybody has the proper paperwork to be in this country. Have we heard that before in history, Breakman? Because there's a lot of fucking parallels to what happened in Nazi Germany. And I'm not saying that Trump is Hitler and that he would put anybody in camps and kill them and all this stuff. Although,
he has to be more like Mussolini.
Yeah. But yeah, he's more of a Mussolini, but... dumber. I see this guy like being a senile mad scientist type, like experimenting with American lives. And
see, like you think he's like this crazy idiot and stuff. I think he isn't. I don't think he's stupid. I think he only cares about money.
Well, I agree with that.
Money and women. I'm trying to think realistically here. I don't. Does anybody really want a nuclear war?
No.
Something like that? Like, no. Nobody wants something like that. Donald Trump wants money. He wants to be in charge, and he wants women.
Well, that's another point to bring up, Break. I don't know if people realize this, but he's under another different investigation that nobody's reporting about. About human trafficking. And how...
That's probably why he came up with this transgender ban, so that we could be distracted from that.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I think that's what his tweets are about, really, like, distract us from from what he is doing. Like, that's why he tweets so much.
Well, here's the thing.
I think, like, his tweets are, like, to tell his followers what they want to hear.
No question about that.
Well, he's doing whatever he actually is doing.
No question about that, Breakman. But I think there's some. I don't buy the theory that he has dementia or that he's Parkinson's or any of the other myriad of theories that Roger Stone is putting out there. That's all bullshit. That's just to cover for Trump.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think he's stupid. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. Dungeon Buster in chat says Trump is only in it for Trump. Yeah, exactly. Like, he is in it for himself, for like his kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And his friends, his rich friends, but number one to Trump is Trump.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Breakman, everybody's sleeping on the fact that this guy can't do anything. He's, you know, either senile or, you know, whatever. I don't think he's some genius. I don't think he's super smart.
I didn't say he was that. Jesus. I'm just saying I don't think he's fucking as stupid as a lot of people think he is.
No, I actually...
I think he knows exactly what he's doing.
You know what he's... You know what this whole thing is turning out to be? It's turning out to be that Trump really is not a really good businessman, because if you look at his bankruptcies, there's a reason why he doesn't want people looking at
a really good businessman wouldn't offend his customer base.
Right, right. That's exactly right. And you know, so my feeling is the big reason why Trump wanted to be in office was because he owes Russia a ton, a fuck ton of money. I'm talking about, like, what, $500 billion or whatever that deal was worth with Exxon and Rex Tillerson. And
oh, oh my God. That a freak said something in chat that reminded me of something. You know that the new guy he hired, Scaramucci?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which totally sounds like a villain name.
Oh,
by the way.
Dude. He's
Scaramucci sounds like a 007 villain.
Yeah.
So anyway, Scaramucci's wife is divorcing him because he's working for Trump now.
Yeah, yeah. No, that has to tell you a lot right there.
that's fucking hilarious, don't you think?
all of it is distraction, man. It's just all distraction. And there's other shit going on with Trump that I hope... I really do hope he gets impeached and put in prison for a very, very long time. Mug and I were discussing, like, what would be a proper punishment for Trump if he's found guilty of, you know, obstruction of justice and all the things that, you know, collusion. I don't know if there's an official charge for collusion. I think that's all.
I think he's going to get away with all of that stuff and just claim stupidity to all of it.
So what? If you can claim stupidity...
No, I mean, like, he basically, like, he had no knowledge of it. Well, like, people fall on the sword for him. Just like with Obama and Bush before him and Clinton and Bush.
You know, it was funny.
Just like it's happened over the years, for every fucking president, somebody falls on the sword for him.
This is why all this is a sweeto to me, guys. Mug and I were talking. I wish he was on the show today. We were talking about punishments for Trump, and each one that we said to each other was like more perfect than the last. Like, you know,
how many of them involved anal rapage?
No,
with
none.
Pitchforks?
None. The best.
None.
The
what?
Best. No. Check this out.
What? Why not?
We started out with the. The punishment for treason in this country, I still believe, is death, right? Because we...
I think you're right. I think that's, like, official to stand.
We executed Saddam Hussein for treasonous stuff and war crimes and all this stuff,
we made his head pop off.
Right. So...
Not joking. They hung him to kill him and his head popped off, which is actually a common thing when you hang people.
Yeah. So...
They don't show you that in movies.
Right. So here's the thing. Like, that's too good of a punishment for Trump, right? So we went back and forth. Like, we started with the death penalty, right? And then both of us objected to the death penalty for obvious reasons, because we don't...
With all the molesting of women he's done, I feel like there should be something like some sort of sexual assault to him.
No, I
think that'd be...
You know what would be even better, breaking
all the dollar bills?
Karma.
Throw up his ass.
Ouch.
Look, this would be an even better punishment, right? And it just gets worse and worse. But seeing him in handcuffs would be the first thing, right? Like, seeing this man have to do the perp walk like so many black people in this country have done.
That's what you guys don't understand, is Heath Wright likes being in handcuffs.
No, but see, like, just seeing him in that capacity...
It was a joke.
I know. But seeing him in that capacity, right? And then you put him in prison, right? And I'm not talking like a high-end, you know, minimum security bullshit prison. A prison that has no cameras other than one to make sure he doesn't get out of prison. You know what I mean?
A prison unlike where OJ was staying, which was basically a fucking resort.
Right. But even, let's say you put him in a place like OJ's, right? But he can't socialize with the other people. He can't, you know,
talk to
anybody.
Take away Twitter. This is one thing he loves.
Yeah, you take away computers, you take away Twitter, you take away everything except for books, dude.
You need to make sure you take away his money. That's like the big thing. Money. That's why. That's one of the reasons OJ was
the books. He hated.
Like, listen, I was listening to some of the things like OJ was going through, like as a prisoner.
Yeah.
Because he'd buy like the stuff for his cellmates, like they cooked and cleaned for him and shit. That's the kind of prison term he had. They had a pool and basketball courts and weight training and all that other stuff and some basic cable.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just irritated with the state of prisons on our system.
Oh, dude, there's no question. Our prison system is.
We've got from that extreme, like where it's basically a resort, to the one where like that jackass in Arizona like puts people in tents and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. We've heard all about that. That sheriff the sheriff up in Wisconsin is no better too. Sheriff Clark, he's a murderer. So...
A cop that's a murderer?
I know, right?
But oh,
how sweet would it be? Like, you know, Trump would put up a good face for probably the first week or so in prison. You know, like, oh, I'm doing just fine. I got this and that, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But what about the time when he starts crying in the corner and you just see this image, like, from a camera that's, you know... kind of pointed at him, and he's just sobbing, his hands to his face. You know, he's sobbing that his daughter's in prison, Jared Kushner's in prison, Donald Trump Jr.'s in prison, Eric Trump Jr.'s in prison. That, to me, would be the perfect end to Donald Trump. Like life in prison with no benefits. You know what I mean? Like, you get standard... prison food.
Let's make sure that his family's separated. They're not all in the same prison.
Yeah, they're all
everybody's all in their own separate prisons.
Yep. Maybe make one a cellmate with like Charles Manson. That would be, you know, kind of appropriate, I would think.
Donnie Jr. and Eric Trump both look like Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, dude, that's a big meme going around, dude. That's like, it couldn't be more perfect. But there's a lot of talk. Oh, look, Tiger Claw joined us in chat. What's up, TC? Tiger Claw is in the chat. Damn. Haven't seen you in a while, Tiger Claw. Glad you're in there. Glad you're enjoying this spirited discussion on the state of our nation, pretty much. So to me, like Maury and I, we just back and forth, we would come up with the worst punishments, like the type of food that he would have. He'd always be in an orange jumpsuit, you know, nothing gold. Like, you can't have any metal that's even close to shiny, you know, like the worst. Because, you know, he bought a gold toilet for his house, right, Bray? Did you
give him organic food? I'll probably get him sick.
Oh, God, organic food, like bland, you know, like no steak, you know, nothing that he likes. I heard he is a big fan of steak, but no cake. Remember that whole ordeal with cake and two scoops of ice cream? And
definitely no taco salads.
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Let's see. Tiger Claw says in a couple years somebody makes a movie about Trump. A Trump movie.
Well, like we're talking about impeachment in chat, and Dungeon Buster says people mention Nixon. Nixon wasn't impeached. Nixon quit before he could be impeached.
Yeah.
But the two presidents that were impeached,
yeah,
nothing really happened to them. Yeah, they weren't removed from office. They got Andrew Jackson and Bill Clinton. Just they completed their terms like nothing.
Yeah, but see, they weren't.
The impeachment has done nothing to this point.
Well, impeachment is different from criminal charges. Impeachment just means we're getting you out of office for incompetency, right? Which they should have done, like, what, the first month?
It's basically like a no-confidence vote in the president, but it isn't. It's only the first step in actually removing him from yeah. office.
Yeah, but with all the shady...
So he'd have to be impeached before he could be removed from office, but impeachment doesn't actually remove him
right,
from office.
Right. But see, that's the path that we go. Impeachment, get him out of office, and then if Mueller finds the evidence that I think he has already, then criminal charges. So, yeah, I want to see him in handcuffs in jail for a lifetime. That's what I want to see. Like, you know, no possibility of parole. You're in jail. You don't get any of the benefits of a resort prison, as Brakeman said. Like to me,
yeah.
that would just be...
And, but I think that's what would happen to him if he went to prison. But like I said before, I think there are going to be too many people who fall on the fucking sword for him. Too many people who are like worship him, or I don't know what it is that makes people do shit like that, but
yeah, you know. No, I don't know, dude. We're gonna find out a lot of stuff because Robert Mueller has requested Trump's financials.
Tucker actually has a very good point too. However, if he was removed from office, that would make Pence the president.
Unless Pence was also removed from office, which is a possibility. And you go down the line of succession. I know McConnell, Ryan. I think there's good evidence to say that a good majority of those type of people were involved with this whole Russia thing. So I think if the big domino falls, all the rest of the dominoes will either resign or be put in jail too. So
I think it's absolutely fucking absurd that we can't have emergency elections to throw out an incompetent president.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think anything like that will.
We could do so much damage in that time.
Yeah.
Well, just like big corporations, you can't really. You can't really sue them because they, because of laws, you have to go through abjugation.
Well,
like you need an arbiter to do shit. You don't get an actual trial, what we were promised.
Well,
you know?
They should.
And just like with the government, just like with the president, as you were saying, you know.
Yeah, I think Eric is on to something, though. There are things such as special elections, and I think that we should look into legislation that does that for the president too.
It's a lot harder than anybody could imagine.
I understand.
Basically, what I think is going to happen with him, I don't think he's going to go to jail at any point. I'm hoping to God he doesn't get reelected. But basically, what I think is going to be in the next 3.5 years at this point. It's been 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
7 months, 6.5-ish. Because what was it? 18th, January 18th is the day, right? Anyway, but. I think it's going to be just him fighting with Congress and him saying, like, these are the special rules that I'm electing, and people are going to fight him in Congress, you know, they're going to sue him for this and that, and just nothing is really going to get done.
I just hopefully...
I think there are going to be, like, a few things. Like I said, he might get some tax breaks for his rich friends.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I don't think he's going to...
I just don't want to sleep on it, Brakeman, because I think it is a very real possibility that he could just one day decide, you know what, I'm the commander-in-chief. I take over the military. Who's going to stop me? You know, we would hope that our service people would, you know, revolt and say, no, we're not going to do what you want us to do in that instance. But, you know, to be honest... I don't know if
Tiger Claw says it best. He says it makes you wonder what went through the minds, what people's minds thinking that voting for Trump will fix all the problems, not realizing they voted for someone who has no experience in running a government and only knows how to run a business.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm saying. Like he runs this country like a business.
Yeah.
America is not a business. You cannot run it as one. But that's what he's trying to do. And that's why he's failing badly.
Yeah, and
which I think is what's going to keep continuing now for the next 4 years.
Yeah,
he is going to. The only problem are the people who agree with him, as far as like like transgendered people or stuff like that. Like, people have been going off on Caitlyn Jenner for complaining about that. Like, no. He told her. He told Caitlyn that I am going to protect LGBTQ rights.
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner.
Like, this is a friend that was told, you know, told something. So she has every right to throw a fit about him lying to her.
Yeah, but Caitlyn.
He lied to her face. And to Tiger Claw's point about why those people voted for him, it was because Hillary Clinton was a terrible campaigner. She didn't go to these small towns and tell people what they want to fucking hear like he did.
No, I agree with that for sure, Rake Man.
Which, if Bernie Sanders was elected, he would have.
Oh yeah, he would have trashed Trump. Bernie Sanders would have fucking demolished Trump.
There's no question he would have beat the shit out of Trump.
Have you seen the video?
But it was a lot of, like, him getting elected was the fault of Hillary Clinton, no matter how much she wants to blame Russia.
Yeah, well, no.
These things were smaller factors, but the problem was she didn't go talk to the people.
No, Hillary.
She didn't go lie to the people like he did.
Hillary Clinton.
She didn't go tell them what they wanted to hear like he did.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton doesn't take the blame for the loss in the election. She blames everybody else for her loss except for herself, which is very self-absorbing and very, you know, she's a monster too. There's no question. But
yeah, but she would have been better than him.
The DNC.
At least she would have known what she's doing for one thing.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this.
I mean, as far as like politics, like I said before, I don't think he's a complete moron. I think he knows exactly what he's doing, but he doesn't know what he's doing because it's politics, not business.
No, I think he's got getting pinched by the Russians, and that's why he's trying to do away with sanctions and, you know, all this shit to get out from under his debt to the Russians. I mean, even his sons have admitted that, you know, a lot of money comes in from Russia. So What do you think? I mean, if you can't pay back your debt, what better way to become the most powerful man in the United States or in the world and, you know, lift sanctions or do this and that business deal with X and Y and all this shit, you know, basically how he did business before, you know. But I think, first of all, Caitlyn Jenner is a hypocrite. I just want to make that.
I don't disagree with that, but I'm saying in this instance, like, I think she has a legitimate reason to be bitch. She was lied to.
Yes.
Yeah, but everybody else told her that.
Right. I'm not saying she's not a hypocrite or anything like that, but like her friend, like this was a personal friend of hers, lied to her face.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can't blame her for that, for believing a friend.
Okay.
But she is definitely a hypocrite. There's other things. There's definitely other instances of that.
Dungeon Buster
said, I'm not trying to defend Caitlyn Jenner. I'm saying in this instance, she's right.
Dungeon Buster said he already experienced pushback from the military that essentially told everyone to ignore what he tweeted. But in reality, Dungeon Buster, if you look at that pushback, it wasn't pushback. All the general said was, we don't take orders from Twitter. If the president wants something done, then he'll have a meeting with us. So he has to take orders from the president of the United States. He doesn't have to agree, but that's the way the military works. There's a chain of command, and at that top, at the very top of that chain of command, is Donald Trump. So I wouldn't put past Donald Trump to try something like that. I would hope that our military... But that's what makes me think that the military would do his bidding, because they are very loyal and, you know, have to take orders from.
These are some of the things I complained about with the last president about his executive orders going behind the backs of Congress. See, that's the thing is, a lot of the stuff that you're talking about him giving the orders to, he needs to go to Congress for approval for.
Yeah, that hasn't stopped him before.
Well, I know it didn't stop our last president, the president before him, or him. You know, it's gotten worse as the presidents have gone on, which is why I was complaining about it at the time, even though you guys said I was wrong. Yeah. But I'm just saying.
No,
that's why I keep bringing it up, because of how right I am and was.
No, I think I agree with you on a lot of what people say about Barack Obama, but I think one thing that...
No, I didn't say his name on purpose, because I'm not trying to blame him for any of this.
No,
like,
right.
And if you hear people, like, you're trying to blame Like, no, I'm not, that's not what I was saying at all. I'm just saying that previous presidents have always stepped up the game on their executive orders. But there things like going to war, like that is supposed to be approved by Congress. And so far, nobody has gone about and gone around that.
Yeah, everybody goes around.
Nobody's been able to truly go around
that. Which in reality is kind of scary, Brakeman, because the Republicans control the, you know, both the Senate and the House. So, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
So you think they're just suddenly going to make him king? Because they don't like him either.
Well, I know they don't like him, Brakeman, but look.
Why would they make him king if they don't like him?
They're already fucked, right? I mean, Congress, like the Republicans in the Congress and House are fucked. If you look at the approval ratings, 2018 is going to be a massacre. I just hope that the Democrats...
I don't trust any of these ratings anymore after what happened with the election.
No, I agree with you, dude, for the most part. But look, and you know what? There's some truth to that. You know, people are saying, you know, that it's going to be a massacre, but maybe it won't. But the thing is, if people really do want to keep on to their you know, power, they'll stop at nothing, Brakeman. And I would not put it past Donald Trump to stop at nothing to keep his power, what little he has. You know what I mean?
See, I agree with you on that. Like, he is going to do everything he can to give himself more power, but he can't just give himself more power. That was the whole point of us having...
Well,
a balanced government. Like, that's the whole point of him not having any power over Congress.
Let me give you an example, Brakeman. In the Middle East, you know, we are the purveyors of a lot of the violence in the Middle East. That's without question, right? We bombed Iraq. I mean, look at what we did there. We overthrew a, you know...
Right, and that was approved by Congress. Congress voted on that. And actually, Dungeon Buster in chat has a good point. Before you say your point, let me read this real quick. He says, no, the president has a draft change and then put it through the bureaucracy before it can become policy. Not if he wants to risk another firestorm that his administration wants to be memed with. Congress already restricted the president's power over sanctions. Trump signed a bill.
Yes.
Kind of had no choice.
Look, here's the deal.
So he had to approve it.
This is what I'm saying.
Which were sanctions against him getting more power.
Look, here's what I'm saying, all right? There have been democracies that have been crushed by the United States in order to put a dictator in power. All you have to do is look at a lot of the Middle East. What's happening in Syria right now? Syria is run democratically, right? It's a democracy. It's not a dictatorship as much as the mainstream media.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. They voted for Assad. Now, you can argue that he's a piece of shit, and I would agree with you. I don't.
Those were crooked elections.
Okay.
It's basically like, listen, technically speaking, North Korea considers itself a democracy.
Okay.
I think it's 5 years or something, they have to vote for the leader.
Okay.
There's only one choice, though.
Look, here's my...
So Syria is one of those places that could call themselves a democracy, but they were not a democracy.
No. Look, the United States placed a democracy in Iraq. Look what happened. The dictator rose to power. They did the same thing in Syria. They did the same thing in Iran. There's all kinds of instances where the United States has meddled in other people's business.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you on any of that.
All right. Now, hold on. So who's to say that Trump doesn't decide, you know what, I've had enough of this bullshit. I'm going to talk to the Russians about maybe, you know, adding some muscle to make myself a king. I mean, who knows? I mean, this is a guy that bought a fucking 24-karat gold toilet bowl we're talking about here. I mean, this is not a normal guy. This is abnormal, you know, and with... Everybody's pushing it aside like you know, this guy can't get anything done, which, you know, has been proven thus far, but maybe he does get something done, all right? And the wall, might be the first thing that he gets done, dude. Tax reform as well. There's no question he wants more money. That's, you know, he's a jackass. Of course he is, Brake Man. There's no question. I can't stand the guy. I want to see him in prison for the rest of his life. And, you know, for the sake of everybody in this country, and I'm saying even his base, his baseline base, I'm saying this for. Like, he doesn't give a fuck about the bigots and racists that are, you know, extolling all this rhetoric about, you know, police brutality. Did you guys see that?
And you know why? Because he doesn't want the light pointed back on him as far as, like, how he has treated women and how he continues, probably continues to treat women. I don't know of anything current, but I'm sure there's shit still going on because people like that don't change.
Right. There's no question.
Unless they have, like, a heart attack and it makes their penis not work anymore.
Well, I mean, you need to
look. Which is what I think happened to Bill.
look no further than what's happening in our country right now, Brake Man. We have an emboldened base, right, that is now told, and the police are already, as bad as they are now told that, you know what, rough them up a little bit. And I know, to the police credit, they come out with tweets, but what they say and what they do are two different things. So if you've got the president of the United States backing you, what's to stop you? Nothing is to stop you. You're in power. You do what you want. The police can do what they want. Trump can do what he wants. Like, to me, it boggles the mind how close we are to a dictatorship. And maybe I'm the only one seeing this, but, you know,
no,
it's scary to me.
I see it on Twitter and stuff, people thinking that. And I just...
this is scary. These are scary times. But to bring it back to my sweeto, you have to find the humor in it, and the humor that I'm finding in it is finding out better and better punishments for Trump. So we, you know, I think we should do like a Twitter meme, like a hashtag Trump consequences or Trump, you know what I mean? Like something like
that.
Well,
Dungeon Buster has another great point when he says that it hasn't happened so far. So Trump asking the Russians for help, fast track to being replaced, because... That's a good point. Currently, half of Congress is trying to get rid of him.
Yeah.
He is under so much scrutiny. So anything that he tries to do...
Do you think Pence is back there, like, just, like, can't wait to get his hands on the presidency? No doubt.
Like, he wants this idiot to screw the fuck up. That's what he's thinking every day. Like, it's today the day.
Yeah.
It's today. Damn it, not yet. Okay, come on, keep on it, boss.
I actually think...
He calls the boss up every morning, like, he probably gives Trump pep talks.
You're doing so good. You're doing so good, Mr. Trump, President Trump. Like, you know, just giving, and then behind his back, he, like, has the final, like shiv to give Trump, you know.
Exactly.
And 2 pence. Can you imagine that? It's a whole, like you see McConnell with the shiv, and then you see Paul Ryan, and then at the end it's Mike Pence, and he goes up to Trump, and he, like, you know, Trump's looking at him, and he's like, at 2 pence, and then he just sticks him right in his heart, and then he falls dead, dude. Like, that's, to me, that type of shit, it is, like, funny to think about. You have to find humor in it, because what else can you do if you don't, man? Like, you sit there and sulk and get upset.
Yeah, because we don't have any fucking power. Like, voters, like, they say we have all the vote and all the power to vote. Like, we don't have any power.
No, and that goes to my point that I talked, that I got flack for in a bunch of arenas. But I got flack for saying, you know, we need to do away with the Electoral College, because one vote should mean, you know, that it counts as one, not... You know, let's penalize Los Angeles because they're all Democrats there. And, you know, no, it's one vote, one person. And that, to me, makes a lot of sense. You still have the primaries. You know, you got the people.
There are some more good points in chat. To interrupt you on purpose. Dungeon Post says, Pence is probably going to windmill every time his boss tweets. To which Freak5Guy says, Pence probably has someone paid to, quote unquote accidentally wake up Trump in the middle of the night so he can start tweeting.
He has like, you know, he has it on his calendar, like make sure that you wake up Trump at this time, you know, it's like all this political intrigue is all like,
yeah, like I'll pay you $1,000 per tweet.
Yeah, $1,000, buddy. You just get in there.
If you can get him up to 5 tweets, I'll pay you $100,000.
They drug him with like a truth serum or something, and like he wakes up and just starts tweeting. You know, the first thing that comes to his mind, mostly that happened in his dreams, like getting rid of transgender people and in the military.
That'd be awesome if he's actually treating like what tweeting what he was thinking, because it'd be like, I love ice cream, but I'd love it more if like some lady
two
took
scoops
on it.
Yeah. Oh God, dude. You know, did you see that dossier? That dossier is real interesting. I'm wondering if there's going to be anything to that. Before I forget, I was going to mention there's an anonymous Twitter account out there called Op Death Eaters. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but they have tons of documentation. About Trump, amongst others, the Epstein brothers, and you know, a bunch of high people that you know, have tons of money, billionaires, doing human trafficking, and actually having sex with underage girls in planes. And I used to think this was all conspiracy theory, but the more and more you look at the proof. The proof's in the pudding, man. Like, this guy is sick. Like, if any of this stuff is true, even if Trump wasn't, like, directly involved and he was indirectly involved in all of this, like, made business deals with or did something for these people, it's, ugh, God, it's icky, dude. I highly recommend taking a read and tell me what you guys think about it, because it's super interesting. It's the Op Death Eaters. You can even look that up online through Google and see all the documents and see what, you know, decipher for yourself if it's, you know, if it's all kosher or not. But damn, you know. Freak 5 says someone else probably hides Trump's phone and Pence helps him find it. Can you imagine that? He's like, oh, Mr. President, let me call it right now, you know, and we'll hear it ring. And then you hear it ring, like, in the Oval Office, like, you know, someplace hidden.
I'm waiting for, like, him to wake up one night at 2 a.m. or something, like, and Trump's like, you know what I'm going to tweet today about how much I hate Jews? And Pence is there like, yes, yes, yes!
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah! Dude, there was a speech that Trump gave that Pence was on the side. And you could just see him, like, nodding, like, I'm not listening to what you're saying. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, sort of like that, dude. It was great, man.
I'm sure, like, as far as I've heard is in Pence interviews, he just kind of agrees with what the president says. And I'm sure it's just like he's sitting there agreeing with him, like, yes. Oh, he said that? Really? Oh, my God, yes.
He's like... He like, you know, in the middle of an interview, somebody says, oh, look, Trump just tweeted, you know, that he wants to get rid of transgender people in the military. And Pence, you could just see Pence, like, with this, you know, blissful look on his face, like he just came in his pants.
He would be able to hold up, he'd be able to jump up and celebrate, like, yes!
Yeah.
Is there something we can help you with, Mr. Vice President?
Yeah. He just.
Oh no! I just heard the score of the game.
He orgasms every time somebody says something. He's like, oh, yeah. I agree with that fully. Somebody have a tissue? Anybody got tissues? Oh man. Oh yeah. Dungbush says it should be easy to find. It beeps when you call it. It's a big beep, a loud beep, the hugest beep you've ever heard. Bigly. Oh man, secretly egging him on. I can't, dude. These are the type of things.
He says they're looking for Trump's phone, and Pinstone tells them, "I think the Jews hit your phone."
Oh man. And then, like, the next time it happens, he's like, oh, I think the that black guy you have on your staff. What's his name? Carson? Ben Carson hid the phone, man. Like, you should talk to him about that. And then he comes out, the next tweet is like, I think police should be, you know, they should be rougher with prisoners, you know? Just, oh, man, that's, we could go on and on.
Can't trust black men. Like, what the fuck
did he say? Yeah. You really can't trust black people these days, man. They'll steal from you. Oh, and then he gets to the wall. He's like, we really got to get that wall up so we can keep these fucking Mexicans from coming in. I mean, he's already called us rapist already.
Oh God, like, if he started tweeting like that, man, every single one of us would have our pitchforks out.
Oh, dude.
Marching on Washington.
Yeah, right.
Like, we don't fucking care. We're done with this shit. Bring it out now.
We have, like, all our torches, like, lit up. Like, we're chasing down Frankenstein or something.
I'm like, no, Frankenstein's good. Bring out the asshole.
Yeah, exactly. One by one, they start coming out. Priebus is already gone, but, like, you know, Scaramucci comes out first. He's like, hey, we're going to get the military to get you guys out of here. What do you say, eh? Eh? You know?
And we stake him before he can finish.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you know, that's such a bad deal having this truck, you know, stuck right in his stomach, you know. Oh, man. It is fucking awesome, man. Like, the humor that I've found in this has been pretty outstanding, you know.
Pretty dark humor. We just killed somebody.
What else? Oh, yeah, and then Betsy DeVos comes out, and it's like before she even says, would I... And then you just see her fall back. And it just becomes this, assembly line, like cattle prodding. Like, we're prodding them like cattle to be slaughtered, you know. Like, get over here.
If the Secret Service is listening, I'd just like to clarify, my name is at Moria Mug.
Yeah, exactly. We're probably on every
His name is also at Moria Mug on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, his name is Moria Mug. Yeah, my name is Moria Mug as well, just to let you know. Yeah, somebody isolate that bit. You can't trust black people, yeah. If taken out of context, that could really be... Oh, boy, man. Opening up a can of worms with that, Freak 5, I tell you, man. And nothing could be further from the truth, man. Like, did I tell you the story about the one man march that I was planning on doing? Did I tell you guys that? Did you guys know? You guys knew of the March for Truth, right? That was that big thing that was going around. The March for Truth. Everybody was like getting together to march for truth, whatever that meant, right? And I saw things a little differently. I wanted to go to that march to advocate for things like, you know, single-payer Medicare for all, you know, free education, you know, stuff like that, right? And I decided not to go because I actually got a death threat on Twitter, with a very credible death threat on Twitter from a guy that gave me his number. That was mentally ill.
Oh,
dude, I was mortified, dude. I was like, if I show up there and I start interviewing people, because I was going to do interviews and, you know, talk to people about Medicare for All and, you know, just be a general part of that, but not a part of it. So I called it a one-man march. And this dude, he DM'd me with his personal number, said he was going to be in Denver that week to make sure that I didn't say anything to anybody. And I was like, oof, you know, I can't make myself visible there. You know, I can't take the chance. I like my life too much to take that chance. But I mean, especially today, you know, with the political...
Yeah, dude, I wouldn't either. I can't blame you.
Yeah, I didn't go, dude. I wanted to.
Really. Yeah, that fucking sucks, but, like, yeah. I understand you not going.
Yeah.
I know that people would be like, well, stand up to your convictions and right. stuff like that, but that's just, like, You have a family, for one thing. You have other people to worry about.
That's like telling somebody of color to go up to a cop and ask him for a handshake. You know what I mean? Like, that's... You just don't do that. That's, you know, that's not in the plan, for sure. Eric, are you still here, dude? I'm
back on the computer. Yeah. Just finally it's done updating.
Oh, cool. It's about time to end the show, man.
The time for my reviews.
What reviews did you have? We'll do one of them now. We got time to do one. Which one do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I guess we could save Planet of the Apes for later.
Okay.
I got to saw the pilot for Agent Magus's Bride.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It's actually a TV show that's been on in Japan for a while, but Crunchyroll just got it. But they decided to air the first three prequel episodes, which make up the pilot of the series, I guess, because they aren't present in the actual show itself. But they decided to put that in the theater, so it's like three episodes long, and they're all about, I'm going to say, a full 30 minutes long. So okay. Not quite Game of Thrones length, but still pretty lengthy.
Yeah, yeah.
But so it's about an hour and a hour and 48 minutes about.
Yeah, that's good.
And that probably had more to do with the fact that they played like a 10-minute preview of another series that's going to be on Crunchyroll. It's called Children of Aether, which features art by the character designer for Machiko and Hatchin. But the show is about a girl who, for whatever reasons, ends up being sold as a slave, I guess. But I guess it's a black market thing because no sane person would do that. And she gave up on life and she's like, sure, do this. But this mage who's probably not human. And they don't really explain what he is in these episodes, but he comes and buys her for like a ridiculous amount of money. And he bought her with the intention to make her his apprentice and to learn magic. And they make the distinction between magic users, mages, and sorcerers. Sorcerers basically view magic as a science, and that's how they create their magic. But mages actually borrow power from spirits and stuff.
Hmm. All right. I like the premise. So
it's kind of like Harry Potter, but instead of going to a school where he learns this stuff, she's learning it directly, and she's Japanese and not British, even though he's from England. She gets a bunch of hands-on experience instead of like going through a classroom. But I say it's kind of like Harry Potter because she even has the robe that makes her look kind of like him. And she's almost the same age. I think she's like 13.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So what, like, is it exciting?
It has really, really good artwork and music.
That's probably why you... Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if the prequel episodes are going to use a higher budget or that's the standard. I can't tell yet, but it looked good.
Yeah. Yeah. Was the content good? Was it exciting? Was it more of like a romance? What type of movie was it?
Also, well, that's one thing I kind of forgot to mention, but he also intends to marry her when she's of age.
Yeah.
So, like, it's going to be, I guess, sort of a rom-com.
Huh. All right. Cool. So what would you give Ancient Magus Bride pilot?
I'd give it a 7.5 for now because I want to see more. I want to see where this goes.
Ah, okay, cool. I also saw Baby Driver. I'm gonna give a quick review. I thought it played a lot like a musical, which is weird for like an action.
No singing though.
Yeah, right. Right, but it played like a musical, Eric. It was, you know, it had that flow of a musical, you know, where you break into song and dance, you know, every so often. But the driving was outstanding in that movie. I really liked the driving. The music was awesome. It's a pretty good movie. I would also give that a 7.5 out of 10. So I highly recommend watching it. If not in theaters right now, in like a bargain movie, which I went and saw it, and I was pleasantly surprised it had a good cast of characters. So
I'm wondering if I should see Atomic Blonde.
Oh, yeah, I do want to
see. I need to see Dunkirk tomorrow.
Ooh, Dunkirk. I'm going to have an exclusive, well, not an exclusive, but I'm going to have a review of Dunkirk at some point, too, because holy fuck that movie, man.
I did see, like, I always am seeing trailers for Kingsman, The Golden Circle, but I've been thinking about my viewing of the original movie, and it's not as good as I originally felt after I'd seen it in the theaters, because there's a lot of things about that movie that are just cringeworthy.
Which movie are you talking about?
Kingsman.
Oh, Kingsman. Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of that movie.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll see this other one just because maybe it'll be the movie that the first movie could have been.
Yeah, maybe.
I think the first movie, origin story stuff, there's not a whole lot of what makes the series that series, and maybe they've got better writing this time.
Hey, Dungeon Buster, did you see Atomic Blonde? He says Atomic Blonde also has a great track, especially if you like 80s music, which is the best music ever. I'm wondering if Dungeon Buster has seen that. Next week we're going to have some reviews because we got Spider-Man, which we have not reviewed on the show.
Actually, we have.
Oh, did we?
Last week.
I didn't give. Did I give my score?
I don't know if you gave your score out, though.
I'll give my score next week. War for the Planet of the Apes, we haven't talked about. Hopefully Mug will be back for that one. There's a couple others. Dunkirk, for sure. Dunkirk was, oof, man, was that a good fucking movie, man. You might be surprised at my score next week for Dunkirk. But, all right.
Yeah, about Ready Player One, we could talk about that next week, too. It does not appeal to me at all.
Yeah, I'm not.
I didn't even want to watch the trailer. I just, yeah, it's like hearing what everybody said about it and learning about the authors.
Yeah, we'll keep. Yeah,
and the content of the thing itself just doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, I want to see it when it comes out because that's looking like it's going to be the movie to see later on. So we'll be talking.
I don't want to watch a remake of a film.
Oh,
of
I do.
A book.
I do.
That Stephen King wrote.
I think I'm good with what I've been seeing so far. We'll talk about it next
week.
It looks
like there's going to be a lot of interesting movies that I'd like to see.
Speaking of movies that we probably shouldn't bother watching, Annabelle sequel. Why is it happening?
No, I've heard good things about Annabelle, the sequel, actually. So we'll.
It's called Creations, isn't it?
I don't think it could be much worse than the first one.
Oh, the first one was so bad.
Isn't it called Creation or something?
Yeah, Annabelle Creation. But anyways, next week, Free For All is going to be talking about movies, reviews, a bunch of upcoming movies. We'll definitely talk about all that shit next week. Also, just a real quick kind of announcement before we get into our plugs. We're going to try out some different software. We're going to do Discord. So if you guys out there listening want to join us on Discord, feel free to do so. I'm going to try to get Twitch to work. Maybe Tiger Claw can help me with that. I'm going to try to get video back for you guys and all that stuff. So I'm going to try some type of Twitch/, you know, Discord thing next week, I think, so that way things will be better for you guys and, you know, all that stuff. So, bunch of new movies coming up. Breakman, let's start with your plugs.
You can follow me at _break_man and at RP Grinders. And, what else can I plug right now?
Atomic Blonde.
No, I plugged Dungeon Buster and Tiger Claw.
Man, he plugged you guys. That's really cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there was another game I played this week, but I played so little of it I barely felt like mentioning it. But it was a Trails in the Sky, Trails of Cold Steel for PC.
Oh yeah, cool. All right, your plugs, Eric.
You could find me on websites I've written for reviews for video games. BostonBashBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com. I just did a whole bunch of reviews up on there now. At least three of them, if not four. The ones are Nex Machina. Yonder might be up there now. But other than that, there's also Period Cube. And yeah, I know there's one more. I can't remember it right now, though.
That's all right.
Trying to keep track of these things.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Other than that, there's VogNetwork.com. And HonestGamers.com.
All right. I want to also plug at RP Grinders. Make sure you get your comments into that Twitter account. We will read them on the air if you choose to have us read them on the air. If you don't, please make sure you say, I don't want this on air. But we welcome anything and all on that Twitter account. So if you have something to say, say it. If you want to join us, right now the time is Saturdays at 3 Eastern Time. We'll keep it like that for at least one more week. We might have to change our time again. I'm not 100% sure, but, give us a listen. Tell your friends to give us a listen. That would be very, very helpful. We still have the GoFundMe RP Grinders edition going on for help with getting our domain back. Our domain expired. You can still see our stuff, rpgrinders.podbean.com. You can see everything that we have to offer there. If you're listening on archives and have not listened to a live show, maybe now is your chance to do it. We used to be on Fridays. Saturday is a great day. Just make sure you go to wickedradionetwork.com. And we will be there live if you're listening in the archives. And join the chat. We'd love to see some new blood in chat. You know, I think we do real good with, doing the best we can with getting everybody's voice heard on the show. Thanks to Dungeon Buster, Tiger Claw, Freak 5 Chaos, who was in chat. Make sure you check out his show, Zombies Anonymous. All about zombies and horror type stuff. If you haven't seen Dunkirk, go check out Dunkirk. It's a great movie. I'll be doing a review of it next week. So that's about it. Yeah, you guys have anything else before we go? Nothing? No? Okay. Thanks for listening. Yeah, go ahead, Brace. Son of a bitch. Thanks for listening this week, guys. And gals, I hope you enjoyed the show. If you haven't checked out the interview we did with Laura Shigahara, who did Rockwind, the new game out now on PC, check that out. She did the music for Plants vs. Zombies, etc. So it's a good interview that we had.
Zombies. I remember two of the other reviews I had that are up this week that are on Lost Breath Brigade.
Yeah, that's, go ahead, Eric.
Two reviews on Lost Breath Brigade are Trails in the Sky, the third, and Akiba's Beat.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for listening this week, guys. Until next week, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back next week. Until then, we are out.